Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.
Welcome to our first edition of This Week in Auburn Women's Golf. The Tigers open their spring season on Sunday at the Moon Invitational in Melbourne, Florida. Joined now by Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn. Coach, you'll be heading that first tournament. We'll have a little bit of an Auburn flavor to it, won't it?
It sure will. The Moon, I love the, like, going headed to the Moon kind of makes me laugh. But Anne Moon and her husband are Auburn alums and played on the golf team. And they met at Auburn, and they have gone through the golf business and took over a couple of golf stores and have been extremely successful at their stores are now called Moon Golf. And she just wants to give back. She wants to give back to Auburn. She wants to give back to college golf. And so they created, along with Courtney Trimble, a former player and assistant at Auburn, great collegiate tournament called the Moon Invitational. So we're very excited to be playing in the Moon.
Coach, what can you tell us about the field that you'll be facing starting on Sunday?
It's a really good field. I think there's 7 SEC teams there. Some teams from the ACC. You know, it's just nice to see teams from outside of our conference. I mean, our conference is outstanding, but it's really great for us to get head-to-heads against other teams. And just, you know, we were so fortunate to play in the fall and so fortunate to play in the spring, but to see some different faces and some different competition will be great.
What did you learn about your team during the fall season, Coach?
Very resilient, and they know that anything can happen at a moment's notice. We knew we were deep, but we certainly put that depth to the challenge. You know, down Kaylee Tell for the last tournament and end up winning the tournament. So we're down one of our top players going into this tournament as well, but we just know that next person up and we're ready to go.
From a COVID standpoint, just talk about the difference of heading down to Melbourne, Florida this weekend and the precautions that you're taking with COVID in mind, Coach.
Well, we are not allowed to eat out at restaurants. You know, we'll be bringing a lot of dinners into the hotel. As we're traveling, we have to wear the N95 masks the entire time. You know, we get tested again tomorrow morning. So that's probably makes the kids the most nervous is, you know, just receiving that test. And it's kind of an oxymoron. Like, you know, the word positive is like a positive thing and the word negative is not a good thing. But in this case, we are all cheering for negative.
Coach, you mentioned you won't have one of your top players heading down this week. Just talk about, and do you have a lineup set for this weekend then?
We do have a lineup. We've been back in action since about mid-January, practicing and qualifying. It's quite a battle within our team to make the lineup. Elena Hualde had returned from Spain. She did not come back in the fall, but landed here in the spring, and she had something to prove, and she was leading our qualifying, and then she just had some strange dizzy spells, and we're getting a lot of tests to try to figure out what's going on with her. So unfortunately she's not going to be cleared to compete. She's very disappointed, but we want to make sure that she's healthy and ready to go for our next tournament. So our lineup is Megan Schofield and Michael O'Berry, Kaylee Telfer, Anna Foster, and Brooke Sansom.
Coach, you guys were playing as well as anyone when everything shut down last spring. Is there any way, and I asked this about the men's program earlier today as well, is there any way that you can to try and continue or to bridge that momentum from last season to this season?
You know, we were so unsure of the future, so we decided to set our goals only for the semester, only for the fall. And I think that was a great winning strategy. And right now, I mean, those kids know that we're very good. We know that we can win even if we don't have our A game. But at the same time, we've got to perform from top to bottom. And so they're very excited. They're really ready to compete. They're tired of practicing. So they're ready to compete. They're fired up. We just can't wait to get started.
You beat me to my next question. How ready is this team to face somebody else?
They're so tired of looking at us and having us tell them what to do. I mean, Coach Kim and I, we're about, tapped out on all our creativity of different things we can do day to day to keep them challenged. I mean, it's time. It really is. It's time. When you practice because you have something in front of you, and it's been a long time since we've had a tournament in front of us. And so it's just the lead up to it. I can tell there's a little bit of nerves and a little bit, oh man, we're really actually going to play a tournament now. And so, today we're just going to really focus on fundamentals and make sure that the ball position's good, the grip's good, the alignment's good, just the basic fundamentals that always tend to, get off a little bit, that any golfer should go back to the fundamentals if they're struggling. So that's going to be our focus today. Very simple, but very powerful.
As well as this team was playing when everything shut down last year, and as well as your team played in the fall, this is still the first tournament for a while. What's the key in your mind for Auburn in that first tournament going out?
Well, I think Megan Schofield really said it perfect, and it's really just go out and win every day. And if we do that, then obviously we add it up and we're going to win the tournament. And there's a lot of different ways to define winning. And so I think that, their mental and emotional management is really important because they are excited. They know they're good, but just to really, really stay in the present. The mental game in golf, there's just so much time in between and not a lot of reaction. We're not a reaction sport. We actually have to have your mind in the right place every single time. And just remembering that if they get a little bit lackadaisical or fast in making those decisions, then that can lead to a big number. And those are things that we're really wanting to avoid. And so just really being mentally strong and sharp.
Safe travels, Coach. Wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
Thank you so much. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Melissa Llewellyn on This Week in Auburn Women's Golf.